الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and the rituals of the faith of Islam. The authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, and some way of taking notes. And please keep in mind that the Quran is the only text that you are required to have for this class. Because we go to various verses in the Quran and chapters in the Quran, and I just want you to follow along with me when I read through them, and understanding that the translations may be a little bit different, or the translation in another language, from the Arabic to another language, may be very slightly different. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be standing up for justice. I believe I talked about before in a previous episode about justice. I just wanted to expound a little bit and stretch it out and extend the meaning of this particular episode pertaining to justice, or this topic pertaining to justice. Now, I want you all to turn in your Quran, get them out, or you can go to Quran.com, and you can follow along with me, and that's pretty much a free if you have it on your either on your phone or on your laptop. Or whatever you're using, computer, wherever you're using, go to Quran.com and you'll be able to follow along with me. And you go to chapter 4, verse 1, 3, 5. Again, chapter 4, verse 1, 3, 5. And as I always say, please remember that when I talk about any topic, it's not the end of the topic. It's only beginning a particular topic. And I'm only touching on the tip of the iceberg, just a little bit of the topic. And there's much more to it and much more extensive on this topic than what I'm talking about in this particular class. And so again, you should be on chapter 4, verse 1, 3, 5. And it says, because our time is very limited, I'm going to read it in English. And it says, O believers, stand firm for justice as witnesses for Allah, even if it is against yourselves, your parents, or close relatives, be they rich or poor. Allah is best to ensure their interests. So do not let your desires cause you to deviate from justice. If you distort the testimony or refuse to give it, then know that Allah is certainly all aware of what you do. So I want to look at the first part. This is basically the second part, is a person giving testimony. They may decide, I'm not going to do it. So in most cases, you don't have a choice. You should give your testimony, and Allah witness you giving your testimony or not giving your testimony. But I want to emphasize is that it's standing up for justice or witnesses, as it said, even against yourself or your parents, close relative, it doesn't matter. You stand up for justice. Or the person is rich or poor, it doesn't matter. You are the one that must stand up for justice. Because keep in mind that one day you're going to be before your Lord, and your Lord may ask you, Allah may ask you, why did you stand up for justice? Why did you say so-and-so? Why did you do so-and-so? Why you speak up against so-and-so? And so what are you going to say? Allah already knows the answer. He may allow you to go ahead and answer the question. He may just let your tongue answer the question for you, or bear witness against you, or for you, or your ears for you or against you, your eyes, or your hands or your feet or legs for you or against you, without you having any control over them. Like right now, for most part, we have control over different parts of our body, but it's coming time when I'm just going to tell that body part to talk, your body part to talk for or against you. Your tongue or whatever, right now you can control it. I'm controlling mine, the words that I'm saying. But it may come a time, or will come a time, where I will have no control over my tongue, and Allah will ask me something, and my tongue is just going to tell on me. All the things that I said, including these things I'm saying to you in this particular episode, or this class that I'm holding with you, or my hands, or my feet, and where did I go? My hands, what did I do? What my ears, what did I hear? My eyes, what did I see? So all these things can be for me or against me. Be witness for me or against me. So that's why it says here, stand firmly for justice. And that's what we have to do, we must do. And doesn't matter against our parents, or against ourselves, our close relatives, the person rich or poor, it does not matter. We have to stand up to for justice. And so let me move on, because this topic itself is about standing up for justice. If we see something wrong in the world, we should stand up for it or against it. People are being harmed in any place of the world. We should stand up against them being harmed, and stand up for justice for those individuals, because sometimes those individuals may not be able to speak for themselves. They're not in a position to speak or even defend themselves. And so maybe you, with your tongue, you can say something in defense of these people, these individuals that are not being served correctly and adequately by those people who are over top of them, and so the govern over them. And in Islamically, and what happens is that if a person sees something wrong, they're there to do what? You all know, you all my students, you know. They're supposed to do what? Change it with their hands. And if they cannot do so, they at least say something with their mouth. And if they can't do that, then they at least hate it in their heart. These are the three various things that a person can do. Change it with their hands, say something with their mouth, and also the last thing, hate it, at least hate it in their heart. Might be a thing when they may boycott something that someone supports this particular hurt that the people putting on other people, and so you boycott manufacturers that may be producing the weapons they are using against the people, or holding food back against the people, whatever they're doing it in the world. Then you could at least say something about it, change it with your hands, meaning write your government or whomever, or at least hate it in your heart. I don't like that. That's the lowest form of faith that a person can do, and in order to stand up for justice that I'm talking about here. Sometimes you're not in the position to change it with your hands or say something with your mouth. At least, at the very least, hate it in your heart. So let me move on. Let's go to chapter 9, verse 71. Chapter 9, verse 71. And it says in this particular chapter or in verse, the believers, those men and women, are guardians of one another, meaning they watch over one another. They encourage good and forbid evil, establish prayer, and pay alms tax, meaning zakat, and obey Allah and His Messenger. It is they who will be shown Allah's mercy. Surely Allah is almighty, all wise. And so we are guardians and watching over one another, the believing men and the believing women. Mu'mineen wa mu'minat. The believing men and the believing women, and that we encourage each other to do good and forbid evil and make the prayers and the other things that I mentioned earlier. But one thing we have to do is that we have to encourage each other to do good and forbid evil. And don't be afraid to do so. In other words, a wife can encourage her husband to do good and stay away from evil. A husband can encourage his wife to do good and stay away from evil. Or our relatives, or our friend, or our children, we can do so. The best friend that we can have, a khalil that we can have, is a person who can encourage us to do good and encourage us to stay away from bad. And I don't need around me a person that's going to tell me what they think I want to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. Because the ultimate thing, I'm trying to get to paradise and trying to do all the things I can do to get to paradise. And I need people around me that are going to encourage me to do things that are going to get me into paradise and stay away from things that are going to encourage me to stay away from things that's going to take me to the hellfire. Those are my friends that are around me, and I should do the same thing for them. That's the kind of wife I need around me, our children I need around me, our friends I need around me. Not ones that are going to encourage me to be evil towards someone else, or be nasty towards someone else, or do evil things. I need ones going to encourage me to do good, to make my prayers, to obey Allah. That's the kind of person, obey the Prophet, Tiyullah, Atiyah Rasul. That's the kind of person or individual that I need around me. And so to my beautiful students, you should be that individual that I want you to be my friend. And that you want me to be your friend. Because I want for you what I want for myself, which is paradise. I want to encourage you to do good things and do things that are pleasing to Allah, and that you're going to do the same thing for me and be a good friend and do things that are pleasing to Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. Those are the kind of individuals or the friends that I want around me. Those are the companions that I want around me, that encourage me to do good and stay away from evil, and to be just to all that are around me. And it doesn't matter if the person is rich or poor, I'm going to be just towards that individual, not be just and nice to the person who is rich or done me a favor. No, I'm going to be just and nice to all people, and it does not matter. And if a person who is rich are treating a person who is not rich in an unjust manner, then I would stand up against it. I either change with my hands, say something with my mouth, or at the very least hate it in my heart what they are doing towards this individual. And I got to be very frank with my students that it doesn't matter if the person is from your tribe or not. I'm going to protect and be with those people who look like me. I'm only going to stand up for the rights of the people who look like me. Other people, I don't care what happens to them. No, these are human beings. And you should watch out for the human beings, particularly in times where they need your support, where they need your help. They need you to look after them and out for them because they are not unable to do things for themselves. And so they look for you to help them. The children need you to help them and protect them. The women need you to help them and protect them. The elderly need you to help them and protect them. Men need you to help them and protect them. individuals, they need your help because they can't help themselves. So whatever you can do to help them and stand up for justice, then do so. Don't be afraid of those who are in charge or what they're going to do to you, that kind of thing. At the very least, of course, you don't put yourself in jeopardy and anything like that. At the very least, hate it in your heart. People do not have to know what's in your heart unless you tell them. They don't know if you hate something or like something unless you tell them. So at the very least, hate the thing in your heart and do what you can so you put yourself and your family in jeopardy because you're doing what you can, to show that I don't like what is going on with these people or what you're doing to these people. Starving the people, killing the people, not giving the people water, whatever it may be that you're doing to the people, making the people less than human beings. Dehumanizing them, and once you dehumanize people, you can do anything they want to them. Everyone agrees that these people are not human, and they don't deserve to live, and they don't deserve to be treated well. And you agree with them because they convince you to do this. Don't be convinced. Think separately. Think independent. Think as an individual, and don't let people guide your thinking. Because they can have you thinking one way this at this time, and then tomorrow have you thinking another way, and tomorrow after tomorrow they have you thinking another way, and next thing you know, you're the one with the weapon in your hand, and you are going to kill the people that they say are no longer people. They are less than animals, and it's not okay to starve them or to hurt them or not feed them. It's not okay to do that to the individuals. And so you have the responsibility to stand up for justice. And if you don't do it now, Allah will question the day of judgment pertaining to what you did and what you did not do. Because you're not getting away with it. You think you are, but you are not getting away with it because you will be questioned regarding it. So let's turn to another verse in the Quran. This is going to be in chapter 21, verse 47. Again, chapter 21, verse 47. And it says here, we set up the scales of justice for the day of judgment, so no soul will be wrong in the least. And even if a deed is the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it forth. And sufficient are we as a vigilant reckoner. And so my students, please understand that Allah stands up. He establishes the scales of justice, the mizan. And then he put on those scales of justice any wrong that you've done and any right that you've done. Even as a mustard seed or as small as an atom in weight, that's put on the scale, good or bad, put on the scale, and that could be for you or against you. So you try to do as much good as possible so your scale will weigh heavy on the good side. It won't be heavy on the bad side, and then you end up going to the hellfire. And so you may say, Imam, no problem. I'll just stay in hellfire for a little while. It is not like you being burnt by the sun or anything like that, or you cracking a boiled egg or anything like that, or touching something hot. This is going to be very different, very, very different than what you experience in this world. The heat in the next world will not be the same kind of heat and the fire that we have here. The torture, the torment that we're going to be suffering there because you did not do what you're supposed to do here. And it's not the same. Not the same kind of fire and not the same kind of torture that you will receive if you don't do right and stand up for what is just and what is right in this world. Also, let me move on. It was related by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. He said, the just will be seated upon pulpits of light. those who are fair with regards to their judgment and their family and those who are under them. And he's talking about being fair and just to those people who are your family and people that you rule over. You will be sitting on pulpits or seats or chairs of light because you were those who was fair to the people and just to the people and stood up for justice for the people when justice did not exist for the people. And they're wondering, when is justice going to come? Who's going to help us? Who's going to get us out of the miseries that we're suffering? Who's going to do this? Who's going to stand up for us against the evil that is being bestowed upon us? Those who will not feed us, who's going to feed us? Like Allah says in one hadith, this is a lengthy hadith. I try to give you short one. I've said this before. And Allah would ask, he would say, O son of Adam, which is us. Our father is Adam, and mother is Eve, okay, or Hawa. And Allah would address you and say, O son of Adam. And he would mention that I was sick and you did not see me. And so the son of Adam would say, Allah, you're Allah. How can you be sick? And Allah would say, so-and-so was sick, and had you went to see them and visit them, you would have found me there. And then he said, O son of Adam, I was thirsty, and you not give me anything to drink. And then the son of Adam would say, Oh Allah, how can it be that you're thirsty? You're Allah. He said, so-and-so was thirsty, and had you given him something to drink or took him something to drink, you would have found me there with him. And then he said, Oh son of Adam, I was hungry, and you did not feed me. And of course, the son of Adam, meaning you or myself, would say, Oh Allah, you are Allah. What do you mean I did not feed you? I don't understand. And then it would say, so-and-so was hungry, and you did not feed him. And had you fed him, you would find me there with him. And so we don't want Allah to ask us the question that so-and-so, you did not put the justice upon the individual. That an individual was being hammered by others or beaten up by others. You didn't do anything about it. So-and-so was hungry. You didn't feed them. They were thirsty. You didn't feed them. They needed help. You didn't do anything to help them. So I want you to keep in mind to do something. And if you're the one that's doing wrong to others, stop. Stop doing it immediately, Kif. Stop doing it immediately, this harm that you're doing to the individual. And maybe Allah will forgive you for the harm you done yesterday, for example, because you stopped doing it today, which is beneficial for you tomorrow, or today and tomorrow. So, my beautiful students, do something to stop wrong being done to people. And that we want on the day of judgment, that on our scale, we want our heavy side to be on doing good and helping others and being just to others. We want that side to be heavy. So let me move on. It is also mentioned, really in a similar hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. Those who are just and fair will be with Allah, the Most High, on thrones of light, at the right hand of the Most Merciful. Those who are just in their rulings and in their dealings with their families and those of whom they are in charge. And so I just wanted to mention this to you all, basically the same thing about being just and fair. Affair to others, and Allah would deal with us in a just and fair way because we were just and fair to individual family or those underneath us. We are just and fair to, and our dealings with them, and Allah will be just and fair with us. And so I want to emphasize to you to be just and fair to people, and don't be afraid to do so. Don't fear people over Allah. You're going to go before Allah, and you're going to say what to Allah? You're going to say, oh Allah, I didn't do anything because I was afraid of so-and-so. And you may be asked by Allah, you were afraid of so-and-so more than me? Like you weren't going to meet me? And then what you going to say after that? Yeah, Allah, I was afraid of so-and-so over you. No, no, it's the opposite. You're afraid of Allah over so-and-so. I don't care who so-and-so is. You are afraid of Allah over so-and-so. So let me read the next thing, my beautiful students. It was mentioned that there is no person who kills a bird or anything larger for no just reason. But Allah, the Almighty Sublime, will ask him about it. He will say, O messenger of Allah, what does reason mean? Meaning killing for no reason. And it was said that he slaughtered it, meaning the animal or bird, and eat it, and did not cut off its head and throw it aside. So in other words, you slaughter something to eat, that's one thing. You're hungry, your family, homie, hungry, okay, you slaughter it to eat. That's one thing. But the other thing is that you just slaughter things just for the sport of it. Like you have people that kill something and they're in front of that or behind that thing, an animal of some sort of an elephant or a lion or something, and they're all proud with their gun in their hand, and they kill it just be killing it. It's not for food, not that they're hungry. It's just killing it for the sport of it. So let me move on, my students, because we're running low on time. And it was said that the Prophet and peace be upon him said, the best fighting jihad, the best fighting in the path of Allah is to speak a word of justice to an oppressive ruler. This is such a beautiful thing. The best words that a person can say is they can say a word of justice to an oppressive ruler. A person who is oppressive to the people, the best thing that you can say, the best words that you can use, the best fighting you can do is to what? Is to say something against a person who is an oppressive individual. And I want to say something to those people who are oppressive individuals. And it says by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he who has been ruler over 10 people will be brought on the day of resurrection, shackled till justice looses his chains, or tyranny brings him to destruction. Either him being a tyrant will bring him to destruction, or the fairness and the just the individual was, it will loosen up the chains that are around him on the day of judgment, the shackles that are around him on the day of judgment. So I'm speaking to those who are the oppressors. What's going to happen? Are your chains going to tighten up on you because you're not just to the people? Or because you were just to the people and fair to the people, that your chains will be loosened up around you and won't tighten up on you because of the way that you treated the people? So I want you all who are the people who are oppressive, I want you to please keep it in mind. I think I'm going to stop at this point because I talked to people who are the ones who are just, the one encourage those to become just, and those people who are unjust to people are the oppressors to people. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.